Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today is my NFL team preview. It's America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, who's making it happen today. He's the reason I'm here doing these great videos, my man, Mr. Jeremiah Long. So let's get to the Dallas Cowboys. They are my favorite team. I've been a fan of theirs since 1966. That's right. I was 6 years old when I learned about the Cowboys with Don Meredith, Dan Perkins, Bullet Bob Hayes, Chuck Howley, Bob Lilly, Cornell Green, Mel Renfro. I was a Cowboys fan to the day I die, baby. Dan Meredith was the quarterback. So I think I got a lot to say about the Cowboys organization. The Cowboys have won Super Bowls with Roger Staubach at the quarterback position. Then they had their great run in the 80s, the early 80s. Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, the triplets, Leon Lett. Kenny Norton Jr. before he traded and went over to San Francisco. Darren Smith. Hey, man. Kevin Smith. Deion Sanders. Brock Marion. Dan Woodson. Russell Maryland. I'm sorry if I left anybody out. Charles Haley. But when you look at the Cowboys, they have not been back to the Super Bowl since 1996. That's 25 years. That seems like a long time ago. And a lot of things have happened since that time. And I'm so upset that Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson had the fallout they did. Because if Jimmy Johnson would have stayed, you're looking at a dynasty that could have reeled off at least 4 to 5 to 6 Super Bowls. Right now, maybe we wouldn't be talking about Bill Belichick with the New England Patriots. We'd be talking about Jimmy Johnson, but that's here now. Let's get to the Cowboys. Last year won the Eastern Division. Went into the playoffs in the wild card round and came away with another disappointing loss. But what really takes me back, and I'm going to be honest, and I don't care if I upset Cowboys fans, everything got to ride with your quarterback. Dak Prescott, you're making $40 million, brother. I love you. I love you when you was at Mississippi State. But let's be honest, you didn't play well in that wild card game against San Francisco. A lot of it could have been contributed to the offensive line that struggled all year, but you didn't play. And that was one of the reasons the Cowboys lost that game 23-17, I believe. But coming into this year, the expectations are always going to be high. Granted, the Cowboys and lost Randy Gregory. He's gone to Denver. Granted, the Cowboys and lost Amari Cooper to the Cleveland Browns. Granted, they let Connor Williams walk. They let Lyle Collins walk. But make no bones, this is still a talented team that can get to the Super Bowl. It's no question in my mind. So the star was the coach, Mike McCartney. First year, you got a pass. Pandemic year, you lost Dak Prescott. Everything is understandable. But last year, you being a Super Bowl coach, it was just some of the things that I didn't like from your coaching standpoint. Dallas was a very penalized team last year. And when you see a team that has high penalties, especially in the offensive line throughout the football team, that goes back to the head coach. That tells me you're not this one. And Mike McCartney, make no bones. You have a Super Bowl ring with Green Bay. You had Aaron Rodgers. But this is the year that you got to get the Cowboys deep into the playoffs, at least to the NFC Championship game, and maybe even to the Super Bowl. You might have to get to the Super Bowl because there's a young man that's breathing over your back by the name of Sean Payton. That's right. I said Sean Payton. See, Jerry Jones is going to turn 80 in October, so he ain't got much more time to be up in the box. He want to win that championship now. And if Dallas don't reach that goal of Tennessee this year, then you know what's going to happen? Sean Payton is going to come aboard and Steven going to probably take over the team. But right now, this is probably the most critical pressure year that I've been a Cowboys fan since 66 that I've seen coming into this season. And it gets underway Sunday night against Tampa Bay. Let's start with the offense. Dak Prescott, you came out like gangbusters the first 6 weeks of the season, bro. 16 touchdowns, 4 INTs. You had a 115 quarterback rating. Everybody was talking about you. Super Bowl. Could it be this year, Dallas? Then you had that calf injury. And you didn't play well, especially in the loss against Denver. 21 touchdowns, 6 INTs. You had a 98.1 rating. But it just was something there that didn't click. And let's be honest, Dak, you have not won a big game. You thrown for a lot of yards. You came in, you took the job out of Tony Romo's hands. No question about it. You've been a stability of the Cowboys organization over the last 5. But see, the expectations in Dallas, every year coming into the season, me being a fan, and in number one goal, like Michael Irvin has always said, the Super Bowl. If you don't win the Super Bowl, you like the other 32 teams, you ain't. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. It's about being at the end of the day like the Rams were in SoFi Stadium and raising that trophy and doing this. So, Dak Prescott, it's your time, brother. You got to play well. You got to win a big game. And for Dallas to be in that rim offensively, Ezekiel Elliott, when I saw you coming out as a sophomore at Ohio State, and I saw you rip Alabama defense up that night in the Superdome in New Orleans for almost 280 yards, and you had that 85-yard touchdown run, I said, this guy got an opportunity being one of the best backs to come in the league in the next 10, 20. I'm talking about Jim Brown type talent, Emmitt Smith type talent. You came out game busted your first 4 years, but you've had injuries. But your last 2 years, you averaged 61 yards a game, 4.2 yards a carry. Man, for the Cowboys, listen to me, Cowboy Nation. For the Cowboys to get deep in the playoffs, I'm going to go on beyond winning the division. They're going to still win the division. Ezekiel Elliott has got to get back to where he was going over 100 yards rushing. It can't be like that, or Dallas is going to struggle and be on the borderline. Then you got to look at Tony Pollard out of the 901, Orange Mound. What role are you going to have? To me, honestly, I have both of them in the backfield. Last year, Tony had 101 touches over 1,056 yards. He had 169 touches, 5.5 yards a touch. Then he to return the kickoff for a touchdown. Very explosive player. So ain't no time to be messing around offensively. Get your best players on the field. Now at the wide receiver position. C.D. Lamb, it's your time, baby. You want to be number one? You got it. Amari Cooper is not there. I like what you did last year. 79 receptions, 1,102 yards. Even though the Cowboys lost Amari Cooper and they let Cedric Wilson go, another 901 guy, Orange Mound, they went to Miami by way of Boise State. James Washington comes over from Pittsburgh. He's been solid over there, not what you thought coming out of Oklahoma State, but he's a guy that can really, really, really strive in this offense under Dak Prescott. He's going to get some looks. But the guy that's going to play a key part to receive position. I really, really feel it's Jalen Tolbert, South Alabama. Mobile in the house. Hank Aaron, Willie McCovey, Willie Anderson, Hanford Dixon. In his career, South Alabama, 178 receptions, 3,100 yards, 22 touchdowns, average 17.6 yards a catch. You the guy, based on the fact Michael Gallup is not going to be ready the first month, you the guy that's got to make that ascension quickly, because you're going to get most of the looks early on, and you're going to get man coverage. Jalen Tolbert has got to be huge. Now on the defensive side of the ball, going back to the offense, and I'll be reminiscing, it's going to be, everything going to be centered around the offensive line. I'm getting ahead of myself, but let me talk about the offensive line. Connor Williams, you was a great football player at Texas, but man, you killed me a lot of times. And when you was with Dallas, you led the league in penalties. I hate to say it, but man, I'm kind of glad that you've left the Cowboy Nation. You was a liability on the offensive line. You had big penalties every time the Cowboys played in big games. And I believe you had two in the playoff games, in the playoff game against Frisco. Then Lyle Collins, I understand what you need to do, brother. You was an undrafted free agent. You came here. You should have been drafted. The problem you had, the reason you didn't get drafted. So I understand you want to get big money. And I'm happy that you went to Cincinnati and got your money. But the offensive line, this is the key. Tyron Smith, you got to be healthy this year, brother. But the most important key, claw to the Cowboys, being able to run the football this year, in the offensive line, it's going to be Tyler Smith, Tulsa University. First round draft pick. Big, 6'5", 330. I hope you don't get pushed around like Connor Williams doing it. If you come in and on that left side, team up with Tyron Smith, the Cowboys offensive line is going to be strong next year. And it's not going to be no worries. And of course, Zach Martin is always an all-pro player. Now let's go to the defensive side of the ball. I've been saying this for a long time to other Cowboy fans across the nation. And a young man, Chris, that I work with on Thursday night on my other job. The one thing, he's another Cowboy fan. And every year we go at it, we talk about what the Cowboys, and we even talked about it last Thursday night. The one thing, when I look back at the Cowboys' success in the 90s, when they were a very balanced football team under Jimmy Johnson, was the defensive line. It was the tackle position that made the Cowboys strong. Charles Haley brought that heat on the outside, no question about it. But it was what they had in the middle, at the nose tackle, D tackle spots. Russell Maryland, Leon Lett, Jimmy Jones, Chad Hennings. The Cowboys have not drafted a lineman of that caliber since that time of NFL Pro Bowl caliber. So to me, for the Cowboys to be really strong defensively, you got all the other toys and outside parts and DeMarcus Lawrence. You got Michael Parsons that had 13 sacks last year. Over 20 tackles for loss, 22 quarterback hits, and DeMarcus Lawrence still had, he's had 14.5 sacks over three seasons, but I take that because he's been hurt. You still got two guys that can get up the field, regardless of what Randy Gregory took his money and went to Denver. The thing with the Cowboys have to have, who's going to be that guy in the middle? Can it be Nevin Gallimore, who's ready to sin after his third year in the league, or Carlos Watkins? So you got to get play, big-time play from that D-tackle position. And that's what the Cowboys had during their Super Bowl, last Super Bowl run. Russell Maryland, Jimmy Jones, Tony Tolbert, and Chad Hennings. They took up the middle. And, of course, I like them bringing back Lyndon Van Den Esch. If he stays healthy, he's going to be a player. Now the secondary. Kevin Joseph, you got them problems behind you. The The Cowboys took you last year in the second round out of Kentucky. They took you to be a starter. You played your last year Kentucky. You played like an NFL talent. Now it's your time to ascend the starting position. Jaron Kearse, you're an outstanding safety along with Malik Hooker. Phenomenal football players. Played very solid last year. Trevon Diggs, no question about it. You became a Pro Bowl corner, baby. 11 interceptions. But Trevon, I'm going to tell you something to be great. I did a video today on Willie Brown, and you need to look at that, look at that film. But to be great, the great ones, Willie Brown, Lombardi, Mike Haynes, Lester Hayes, Frank Minifield, Hanford Dixon, Deion Sanders. They didn't give up 1,000 yards, receiving yards in the season. You got to take the next step if you're going to be great, man. I love the interceptions, but you got to cut down on the yardage, giving up. And then the nickel corner, Anthony Brown and Jordan Lewis. Anthony Brown, I'm going to be honest with you. Last year, you was a liability, brother. I keep going back to that Las Vegas Raiders game when you had like 4 interception penalties. I keep going back when you had a plenty to call against you in San Francisco. You're a 5-year veteran. You got to play better, man. You got to be the guy that steps up and controls the secondary. You was a 6-round pick out of Purdue. You came in, you made the team, you played at a great level. But, man, you cannot be a liability in the secondary if that defense is going to take it to another level. That being said, I've been brutally honest about my Dallas Cowboys today. Do I think they're still the best team in the NFC East? No question about it, but I think the Philadelphia Eagles are on their heels. I really do, and what they drafted in Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, and then signing A.J. Brown, that was huge. If Jalen Hurts plays anywhere well, the Eagles are going to be a team that's going to challenge Dallas for that division. But early on, we're going to find out where we at, Cowboy Nation, very early. We got a team that made the playoffs and has got to go to the quarterback position in Mr. Tom Brady. In that second week, we got the Super Bowl representative out of the AFC. We got Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow coming up. We're going to find out really in them 2 weeks are the Cowboys going to be Super Bowl quality. Big time games, big time people, big time wins. All said and done, for Dallas to really send Dak Prescott, when it gets to that moment, you got to take the Cowboys over the top, baby. That's what great quarterbacks do. That's what champion quarterbacks do. You can win all the regular season games. You can have all the regular season stats. But ask Matthew Stafford how he feel today. He won a Super Bowl and got his team over the top with the Rams. He went from Detroit to L.A., first year in L.A., Super Bowl champion. It's no time right now to be wasting. Mr. Prescott and Cowboy Nation, the pressure is on. Mike McCartney, make no bones, brother. It's deep in the playoffs or you out of there. Hell, might have the coach on the staff and Dan Quinn lurking. And remember this, Jerry Jones is starting to get very impatient. He'd be 80 years old in October. He hasn't tasted that trophy since 1996. That's a long time, brother. That's a long time. No question about it. America's team, it's a pressure organization to play for. You're going to be on national television. You got probably the best facilities out there in Frisco, Texas, in the National Football League. And you're one of the most powerful franchises in all the professional sports. Billion dollars. That's why Dallas is America's team. Think about this. The Cowboys have not been to a Super Bowl in 25 years, but every year the Cowboys fan base and nation comes out of everywhere. And that's before that first game, I don't care who we have at the quarterback position. I don't care who running the team. It's Super Bowl or bust, baby. That's why it's still the greatest organization in all pro football. because it's had some of the greatest players, from Roger Staubach, Tony Dorsett, Ed Too Tall Jones, Leroy Jordan, Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Alvin Harper, help me Jesus, Darren Smith, Charles Haley, Deion Sanders, Tony Romo, Jason Witten, Tyron Smith, Fozea Adams. It's still one of the greatest organizations. Leonard Davis, Patrick Creighton, the late great Marion Barber too, Felix Jones, Darren McFadden, Dan Perkins, Bob Hayes, Drew Pearson, woo-wee, Mel Renfro, Benny Barnes, Mark Washington, Tom Hollywood Henderson. That's why the Cowboys are America's team, baby.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you liked the video today, please come in and share it. Very special thanks to my producer, Mr. Jeremiah Long. Thank you, man. I wouldn't be where I'm at today doing this. It's fun. And to the Cowboys Nation, ride like a wind. From a fellow Texan, Christopher Cross, and ride like a wind. It's football time in Dallas, baby. Cowboy Nation, Super Bowl or bust. It's that simple with me. Thank you for watching today here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.